Well, flu season is upon us, and if you're like me, you've seen all the advertisements at local pharmacies who, in addition to your own physician, are also offering flu vaccinations this year. But regardless of where you get the vaccine, it's still clear that the best way to prevent flu is by getting vaccinated each year. And joining us this morning as part of our series Public Health Today with the latest vaccination guidelines and facts about this year's flu season are Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University, and Dr. Cynthia Morrow, the Commissioner of Health for Onondaga County. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So what do we need to know about the flu this year? Anything different?
I think that the most important thing is, as last year, we really recommend that everybody above the age of 6 months get the vaccine. The more people in our community who get the vaccine, the more protected we are as a community. So get out there, get the vaccine. There's plenty of vaccine available.
Now, it's from this year, as was last year, it's from age 6 months all the way up.
Yep.
And basically, you can't, Dr. Bakke, you can't just assume that if you've had it last year that you're still protected.
No, you need to get the flu vaccine every year. There's no immunity that's long-lasting with the flu vaccine because sometimes the strains change. They have to change the vaccine, and your body won't be able to react to it if you don't have the current flu vaccine. So it's important that even if you received it last year, even though the strains this year are the same, that you need to get the vaccine again this year.
Now, who's most at risk, though? And they talk about people who are at higher risk for getting the flu and all of the potential complications. Who's most at risk?
Well, certainly people who have underlying medical conditions, any lung disease, heart disease, people who are elderly. And we're very worried about the young, not only because they're more likely to get severely sick from it, especially children under the age of 2 or 3, but because they transmit it to other people. So we really want to get as many people vaccinated. Everybody should be vaccinated, but we're most worried about those people at highest risk.
Now, how about pregnant women? Is there a concern
about
that?
Well, that's a very important one, yes.
Yes, they can get the vaccine.
They can get it. And
they absolutely should get vaccine. And I really appreciate your bringing that up because pregnant women are much greater risk for poor outcomes. So we certainly want every pregnant woman to get a vaccine to protect herself and to protect her infant.
Is there a time in their pregnancy when it is more, at any point in their pregnancy, is it dangerous to get the vaccine? Or is it more likely that you'd get sicker if you got the flu or just being pregnant?
As soon as vaccine is available, a pregnant woman should get the vaccine. And there is absolutely no question it is far more dangerous to get influenza than to get the vaccine if you're pregnant. You really have to get vaccinated if you're pregnant to protect yourself and to protect your fetus.
The other important thing is that the vaccine is for 6 months and over. So particularly for families who have children under the age of 6 months, anyone in that family should get vaccinated to protect that young baby, who would be at very high risk if they were to get the flu.
That's a critical point, it seems to me. And also this notion of anyone who is in the role of a caregiver to young children should make sure that they're vaccinated as well, because they could also communicate the disease.
Absolutely. And it gets back to that point that we started with, that the more people in our community are protected, the more we're protecting everybody. One of the recommendations, of course, it is for everybody above the age of 6 months, but caregivers, either daycare providers, teachers, people who are caring for the elderly, anyone who cares for those high-risk groups that we talked about, should get vaccinated to protect those people that they care about.
I also read somewhere that this year, recently come out that, and it's less known, that the flu shot also protects against pneumonia, which is a very a large killer.
I think probably what the indication there is that pneumonia is the most common complication from influenza. So if you get influenza, you can die of pneumonia as a consequence of the influenza, but the vaccine itself doesn't protect against pneumonia. It does protect against influenza, which will prevent you from getting one of the complications of influenza.
Very good. That's very clear.
My understanding is we already have seen some flu in the area, not much, but a little bit.
Right. We haven't in Onondaga County, but we understand that there are a couple of confirmed cases of influenza. We do tend to see a few cases this early on, but typically we peak in February in central New York.
And these vaccines that if we get them now, really will hold us throughout the season, the flu season.
Yes.
So basically the message is, get out there, get the flu vaccine, and don't listen to those naysayers out there about vaccinations being deadly or difficult or in any way negative?
No, the safety profile for influenza vaccine is extraordinary. We've been giving it for decades, and it has a very safe profile. It is far more dangerous to get influenza.
The other thing that people sometimes say is they get the flu from the flu shot, and that they cannot get the flu from the flu shot.
No, it's impossible.
They may get some other viral illness just after they get the flu shot, but they really can't get the flu. So they shouldn't, even if they've had some problem right after their flu shot last year, they still need to get the flu shot.
Well, Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University, and Dr. Cynthia Morrow, Commissioner of Health for Onondaga County, thanks so much for coming in and sharing all this very critical information. Really appreciate it. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.